But hashtu the merachim adadi, now that the two psukim are not close, they're far from one another, ahani l'rebuya avaris kechavim. Didomi lo b'chol mili. It helps the klal at least to tell us that something else also. What? Avodah Zarah. That a chet of Avodah Zarah is like the chet of kofar of Mekilas Elohim, because both you being kofar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that's the Rabbanim's pshat. Rabbi Loza, Dorish Riboy Umiuti, Dashin Zitzukim, Vatara Sa Riboy and Amiyat. That's his Kabbalah, Haradashin the Torah. Now the Pasuk says, Vuhu Mas Visolisa, Riboy. Mash, any time a person is killed through Bezdin, any type of a Misa, after the Misa, there's a mitzvah to hang him. Then the Pasuk says, Ki Kilas, which is a Amiyat. Mash, only here because he cursed Hashem. So, now that's a Rebu and a Miyat. Now, Ihevi, Mekarvel Adodi, the two Pesukim will be close to one another. Lehevi, Marbinon, El Avaris Kechavim. True, even with a Rebu and a Miyat, at least one thing I would be Merabah. Something that's close, like Avaris Kechavim. Didomi lo b'chomili. It's come out the same type of an Avera, you're being Kofa b'yikra. But Hashtu, the Merachim Adodi, now that these two Pesuk, these two words, are far from one another, Ahani l'rebuya sharhanis kolim. The ribuy, the miyat or ribuy helps at least to be marva anything that's niskolim. That's Reb Lezer's Rosha. Therefore, he says, anytime Bezdin stones somebody, after this kila, there's a mitzvah tliya to hang him. Now, ha'ish toilet, in the Mishneh Tzemachleikis, that the Tanakhama says, anish we hang a man, but, so Reb Lezer holds that we hang a lady also, just that by a lady, her face is kalpiyates. And the Chum say no, who ish nitla, v'yenu isha nitlis. The Chum say no, only a man is tolui, and not an isha. Now, my time with the Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan that they say, when an isha deserves skila, afterwards Bezin does not hang her? On my Quran, the Pasuk says, v'solisa oisoi, you hang him. So diik is oisoi v'loi oisa. Him and not her. When a lady has a chiyah skila, there's no mitzvah tliya. Like we had before, we dash an oisai him without his clothing, but it could mean an isha also. For Rabbanan, you're right. Really, the word oisai should only be mamayit. He should not have his clothing on. Elomakro, the postik says though, for chiyia biish chet. It says loshen the chiyia biish. So the diik is ish v'loy isha. Only when a man has a chi of skila, then do we hang him. But by an isha, there's no mitzvah tliya. For the more now, how could Reb Lezer say even an isha deserves tliya? The Pesuk says clearly, v'chiyia b'ish, mashman isha, not an isha. That's come to teach us that a ben sarah mura, he does not need tliya. In other words, ish means a godol and not a cotton. That's the diik. A ben sarah mura could be a cotton. By there, there's a p'tur. Ben sarah mura. Rashi says the afagav the beskila also krala mutei the exiv ish or ben sarah mura lehevi ish the imhayu royal lehoylid lehoyim nidun the exiv ben he has to be a child and not an ish. The Gemara of Atani we learned ben sarah mura niska v'nitla divrei Reb Lezer. Obviously, clearly Reb Lezer holds no. A ben sarah mura also deserves taliya. Rather, Elo Amos Lekashas, what did he do with the Pasuk v'chiyia v'ish? Mash moni a godol, anish, and not an isha. Elo Amarav Nachum by Yitzchok. L'rabba is ben sarah mura, just the opposite. He used this Pasuk to teach us even a ben sarah mura. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKro v'chiyia v'ish, chet. Ish v'loi ben. That means, what, only a man and not a ben. But chet means, mi shal chay nerag. Only upon a person that because of his chet, he deserves misa. Then there's a klal and ish and not a cotton. But yotze ben saru mara sha'al shum saifa neron. The reason why the Torah says that ben saru mara deserves to be is not because of his chet right now. All he did was he stole some meat and drank some extra wine. For that alone, he doesn't deserve misa. But rather, it's al shum saifa. The Torah sees that such a child, he's going to end up doing terrible things. So therefore, we kill him now. Such a person, he deserves to have a tliya. Why? The Pasuk says, l'chiyah b'ish chet. So ish is one meat, like not a cotton, and chet is mashm also, only if you're being killed because of your chet, and not like a ben sarah mara, that's al shem saifai. So it comes out, it's a miyat acha miyat, which the klal is, v'yein miyat acha miyat el l'rabbis. Since there's two miyutim here, v'chiyah ish chet, The word ish is a miyat, not a katan, and the word chet is a miyat, only if you're being killed because of your avera and not because of al shein soifoi. So it's two miyutim means the rabbis that even in ben tzara mara also there's a mitzvah tliya. So that's what the Rebbe does with this pasuk. But in isha he holds also there's a mitzvah tliya. Right. Oh yeah. Oh my Rebbe, women ben shet shotach tola noshim. So how could you say that Noshim do not deserve Taliyah to be hung? Shema Chotach hung up 80 Noshim. Omer Chizda leishanu ela b'shtei misas. So they asked back, they answered back, I can't bring a proof from him. But anyway, Bezin's not allowed to paskin two misas the same day. And here he paskin on 80 of them. So it had to be a special Harosha, a special case. There he misa and he gave, but not all over. Omer Chizda leishanu, when do we say we can't give two misas? Ella b'shtei misas. If they're two different type of misas, then bezin the same day cannot paskin them both, because there's not enough time. We have to be mayan in each case. Abu b'misa achas. If both cases deserve the same misa donin, then we could paskin. For the Gemara, no, that's not true. V'maisa de Shimon ben Shotach, the misa achas heve. It was one misa. They all deserve the same type of misa. For Ka'omi, and they said to him, the ain't donin. In fact, from this case, you see it's something special, that usually Bezin does not paskin two in one day. And even though they all deserve the same Misa, so you see, even though people deserve the same Misa, still Bezin has no right to paskin two in one day. Ela, rather, what he meant to say, Rav Chizda, was, Eitmah, if he learns, Hochit, but this is the way it should be learned. Loishonu, when do we say Bezin cannot paskin two? Ela b'misa achas, kein shtei misas. True, it's one type of a Misa, but there are two reasons why you deserve that Misa. Like for two different Chatoyim, then you cannot pass on the same day, even though they both deserve Skila. Bechidami, to go in Shtei Averis, with two different Averis, even though they both deserve the same Misa. Avo b'Misa ve'erachonin. But if it's the exact same, two people were Mechala Shabbos, the exact same type of an Avera, and they both deserve the same type of a Skila, then Bezin can pass on the same day. Whereas over here, by Shimon ben Shotach, the 80 ladies, they were machshefois, and they deserved Misa. But Rashi said, the first big line, Kagoin, Shtehem Bechilu Shabbos, Shtehem Ben Amarosa, then Donim. Then you can paskin as many as you want the same day. But Ushmeinim Noshim over here, by Shimon ben Shotach, Lava Veracha saw you, Yikab Oiv, Vikab Yidoin, Viakos of Chokim Shtehem, the two different Averis. So therefore, the machshefois, that some did this Avera, some did that Avera, so therefore was the question, how could he paskin all 80 the same day the Chayiv Misa? And the answer is, Harosha, you can't bring a proof from there. That's Mosiv Ravada Barava. Ain donin shnayim v'yoymechad, you did not kill paskin two people the same day, v'yafilu, even in a case, b'noyev b'neyefes, where a man and a lady had znus, had niyuf, even though there they both deserve the same Misa and the same chet. So you see, even for the same type of an Aveiro, you cannot give two the same day. Rav says, no, Tigmar, Chizda Babas Koyin Ubayala, that a Bas Koyin she deserves Sreifa, and the Bayala only gets Chenik. So therefore, there are two different Mises. Oy, or else, Babas Koyin, the Zoyme Zimimimimimimimimim, that the Raidim Zimimim, and then the third pair came, or Mazvim, the first pair, that the first Adim are killed, and the Bas Koyin. So the Adim received the Mises of the Bayal Chenik, and the Bas Koyin deserves Sreifa. So again, since there are two different types of misas, you cannot do the same day. Tanya Reb Loza ben Yaakov Oymer, Shomati, I heard over that there's such a klal that Shebezdin makin v'yoinshin shleim min haTorah. And sometimes Bezdin has permission to give somebody punishment, even though it's not midiraisa. In other words, there's a royal shah. Certain times the Bezdin sees fit to give somebody a punishment, even though the Torah does not give this person such a punishment, Bezdin has the right. I'll make the milsa to teach people to stay away from this chet. You know, v'loy lavra divrei Torah, it's not the pshat chomim are going against the Torah, el kadei lasoi siyag la Torah, they have right to put a fence, a gate around the Torah to teach people to watch themselves. Umaisa, it happened once, b'yechad sherochav al sus b'shabbos, he was once riding on a horse on Shabbos, v'yimei yivonim, was it this of the Rabbanon only, it's only me the Rabbanon, not allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos, v'yeviyu le bezdin, they brought him to bezdin, v'saklu, and they gave him skilu, they killed him. Not that it was really fitting to deserve Misa. It's only a Shavuot, it's only Misa the Rabbanon. At that time, the Jews were not Nizer in Shemira Shabbos, so they wanted to make a Migda Milsa, teach them, be careful, so they had to give somebody Misa. Shuv Maisa, second Maisa, B'yodim Echod, She'etiyach Esishtoi, Tachas Ateina. He lived with his wife under the Tain, under the fig tree. He lived with his wife. But it was open, it wasn't so nice, it wasn't sneers. And they brought him to Beis Din. And they gave him Malkus. Not that he really did a chet. Really, it was his own wife. She was okay. She was muta. But still, Ella Shasha Tzrich Lekach. It was a priestess. It wasn't a nice thing to do. And the people all around at that time were having priestess. So he had to make a Migdah Milsa to teach them to stop. So therefore, Beis Din has a right to give a punishment of Migdah Milsa. Now the Mishnah says, exactly after we stoned the person, how do we now hang him up? The person's dead already. So, Mishakin es hakariborot. You take a stick, a beam, and you stick it into the ground. Mishakin, you stick it into the ground. For your eight yotze, and you have a peg coming out on the top of it. A little eight, a piece of stick comes out on top. Or makiv shte yodiv. Now they tied his two hands. Zua gavzu, one on the other. For toiloisoi. And they would hang him up with his hands hanging up like this. His two hands would be tied together, and he would be hanging, his hands would be on top of the peg. That's where they would hang him. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no, HaKorah Muta LaKoysel. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Korah will soon see, they also buried the Korah. So it has to be fit to be buried right away. So therefore he held the stick cannot be stuck into the ground, because then before you bury it, you have to pick it up. That's too long. So therefore it was just hanging against the wall, the stick. HaKorah, the beam, what? The beam. A lean, right. Hakaira Mutala Kaisel was only leaning against the wall. The toiloisai, leaning. In other words, it was not stuck into the ground, it was just leaning against the wall. That right after the tliya, you could right away take that pole and bury it also. Now, the toiloisai kiderech shatabochin oisin. Same way a butcher takes the meat and hangs it up on the hook. They hung up this person also. Obarumatir oisin miyad. Right away they took him down. We'll soon see. They used to put him up right before Shkia, and they would take him down also right before Shkia. They just let him there for a little bit. The Yimlon, if they left him overnight, over all of Beloisa said, they're over Alav. Shnei Amin Apostle says, Loisolin Nivlosoi Alaitz. Do not let him hang on the tree. Ki Kova Tikvarenu. But rather, there's a mitzvah Kfura. There's a mitzvah to bury him. This is the sign of a mitzvah to be Kova to bury somebody. Why? Ki Kilas Alihim Toli. Because Hashem's curse is hanging. We'll soon see what the Mark explains. But it's not nice that he should be hanging there. Because everybody will look and see, you know why he's hanging? Because he cursed Hashem like it's an embarrassment to Hashem. So therefore we don't let him stay there too long. Kaloima, Mifnei Ma Zetoli. What's the reason why we hang him? Mifnei Sheberach Es Hashem, because he cursed Hashem. If so, the longer you let him stay there, everybody's going to talk about it. And they're going to stay over what he said. If so, B'nimtz Hashem Shemayim Mischalol. The shame of Hashem will be Mischalol. That's not nice. Therefore, we take him down as soon as possible. Omer Rabbi Meir. B'shor she'odem etztayir shechina ma'aloshin emeris. When a person is in pain here in this world, what does the Shechina say? What words does Hashem say at that time? So it says that, Kalani Miroshi, like my head is kal, is light, like I have, my head hurts me. And Kalani Mizrahi, my Israel, my arms hurt me. Shem also says like he has pains also. Now, in Kaim, Hamokim Mitztayir, Adamim Shal Rishoyim. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu feels bad, even Rishoyim, that they're killed, Shanishpak, that they're being killed, Kal Vachoyim Adamim Shal Tzadikim. For sure, when a Tzadik died, that for sure Hashem has tzar, has pain also. Not only over here, by a person that receives skila, and then we hang him, do we say you have to take him down the same day and bury him? But it's a klal, any mace, anytime you have a mace, there's the need to bury him the same day, and do not let him stay overnight. You'll have the same lav of loisolin. You're not supposed to let a mace stay overnight. You're supposed to bury him the same day. Elokol ha-malanes, when anybody leaves over his mace, is overable, he's over this lav. But there's one exception. Let's say you leave him over for his own cover, he dies in the afternoon, and you won't be able to make the hesped, the levaya, the same day, and we all won't be covered, nobody will come. You want to wait till the next morning to make the levaya tomorrow morning, that's muta. If you leave him over in order to give cover to the mace, you have to bring his coffin, his clothing, then you're not over the lav of loisolin. You're doing it for his sake. Just if you could make the levaya right now for no reason, you push it off for tomorrow, then there's a lav of loisolin. Now, a person that received skila from Beis Din, he was not permissible to be buried in the place where he wanted to, by the Beis HaKvaros where his father is. Beis Din had their own special place in the cemetery. Achas and the Horgin and Nechnokim. One place was a place where for people that received either a chenek or an erig from some asayif. The Achas l'niskol l'srofim. The second place was people that received the misa of skila and sreifa. Those were more. There were misa chamura, and the first two were misa kala. But nisachal abosa, after the bosa gets disintegrated, his body starts to rot away. Then malakten esatzomis. Then they have a right to collect the bones, whatever's left over. The korban oisim b'mekayimon. Then they have a right to take him out of the special kvaras, basic kvaras for the mamusim, and bring him to the basic kvaras shalav oisa. Then it's permissible. Mashmah. Then he has already his kapara. Yeah. Rashi says the sad bottom Rashi nisachal abosor kva nischaper b'misosoi ubiziyunoi. Then he first has his complete kapara. After he's mevuzah, embarrassed of that, his body rotted away. Then umalaktim esat so much to carry him the cross of Yosef. Then you have a right to bury him the cross of Yosef. Yeah. Now the akovrin boyin for shoylim b'shalom adayonim. After Bezdin had somebody killed, the krayv and the relatives like have to come and say to Bezdin, we have nothing against you. We understand why you did it. So they have to come and give shalom aleichem to the dayonim and over shalom ha'edim, and they also have to come and give shalom to the edim. Kolayma. That means to say like this: Shein b'libeinu aleichem. We, our hearts are not against you. Shein din emes dantem. That you for sure did a din emes here. For lo'hoyu. Yeah. Therefore, the krayvim have to come now, like make like tzedek hadin.